Well, the president has always been in charge of PF and total control, and everyone in ZANU-PF, we hear them speaking openly that they are in support of the president to lead party. Well, the issue of factionalism, yes, it is, but actually some people only associate factionalism with the ZANU-PF politics, yet factionalism is a part of each and every society. Even in families, you find it where some children may be closer to the father than the mother. As people campaign, obviously they will be saying, I'm better than so-and-so, and they will also come up with all sorts of divisive elements so that they get preferred at the moment.
So, but there are some commentators here, Mr. Ngwenya, we are saying that, in fact, it shows that the First Lady has got presidential ambitions. The president is not in charge. What do you think about that?
The First Lady has been going to all provinces and meeting thousands of people. If she really had presidential ambitions, one would imagine that she should have used such a grand opportunity to announce that. But obviously she's in support of the president who has been elected and is still being supported by many.
Will you be surprised one day when the First Lady becomes the president of Zimbabwe? Is that possible?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, because anyone in the country has an equal opportunity to be the president if they wish one day. But of course, at the moment, the people, the majority, have clearly given that mandate to President Mugabe.